It is Monday, June 11th, 2018. This is Ozarks Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Okay, one of those little quirky, weird things about me. I always wanted to have some kind of interesting heritage.
Oh, right. I'm the same way, and I'm not going to do that 23andMe because it's going to come back.
Yeah.
European boring.
English, Irish, Scottish. Eh. Have a nice day. The best I can give you.
I got German. I do have German.
The best I can give you is that, according to someone who was doing family history 100 years ago, allegedly all the Bacons came from a land grant to Sir Francis Bacon, who gave the land grant to his nephews. Hmm. And here we are.
How about that?
But I think it would be amazing to, like, be Cherokee or to be something.
Right. And don't you think the—I think 20—is that the one that I'm thinking?
23andMe.
I think if it's doing anything right now, it is poking holes in these family legends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I always heard I was part this.
Maybe not.
Right. However.
However, you don't have to be part anything Native American for this huge event that's coming up next weekend, hosted by the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville.
Right.
It's the Native American Cultural Symposium, and the topic this year is reunification through reinvention, the creative visions of contemporary Native America. So they're going to do all these cool things, not talking about the Trail of Tears, not talking about the settlement of Indian Territory, not talking about any of those things, but talking about being Native American now. The keynote speaker is a guy named Walter Echohawk, who was born at Pawnee, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And went to law school. And at the time, it was a big deal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because he was born in 1948.
All
so.
Right.
He said that his parents wanted to see some change take place in our tribal community in the late 60s and really encouraged me to go to law school. There were so few American Indians in law school, you could have counted them on your fingers and toes.
Wow.
And he's done a lot of work with equality for Native Americans under the law and for tribes. And he said, you know, really, this is a social movement. Just like women's rights, just like African-American rights.
Sure.
It's a social movement. And he speaks at 7 o'clock June 15th at the Record in downtown Bentonville.
That's a Friday night.
And then there's a play.
Right. It's a script in progress, right?
Right. That's part of the Theater Squared New Play Festival.
But also part of this.
Right. And I don't know how to say the word that's in the title. It's about Sacagawea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Crossing However They Said the Missouri River.
Right.
Minose?
Something
Minsone.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
The playwright is Mary Catherine Nagel, who is also pretty unique because she's a successful, she's Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
She's a successful attorney.
And a playwright.
And a playwright. And so this is drawing the connections between the Missouri River and what it meant during exploration to the current situation with water.
Okay.
And then it's Unpronounceable Name Day. They have this great activist who's going to be there talking about the environment. He's like 17 or 18.
Oh.
And his name looks Mayan.
Mm-hmm.
And is pronounced Shutescat.
Okay.
Martinez.
Shutescat Martinez.
He's amazing. He's written a book. He's recorded with Quincy Jones.
Well.
Yeah. He's amazing. And he's going to talk about how we can individually do things to save the world.
What we can do to make a difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's amazing. I've read part of his book. He speaks at 2 o'clock the 15th at the Record.
Okay.
And then he performs at the Forest Concert Series at 7 o'clock the 16th at Crystal Bridges.
And again, 15th is a Friday, 16th is Saturday.
And his book is available at the Museum of Native American History, and
right.
He'll be signing it.
All right.
It's going to be really cool. And they're going to have shuttles running between the museum and the Bentonville Square, so you can go to stuff at the Record, and then you can go to stuff at the museum, and then there's stuff at Crystal Bridges, and you've got the Theater Squared New Play Festival and the Forest Concert Series at Crystal Bridges, and all these things all coming together in this weird synergy of stuff. And if you're confused, you're not alone, but you can go to Mona, M-O-N-A-H, .us,
right,
and see the whole schedule.
Gotcha. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.